Reader's Guide, Creative Ideas for Using This Issue of the New Era, March 2002. Young Men and Young Women Activity Ideas. The Q&A question this month talks about ways to comfortably share the gospel with friends. Invite the ward mission leader to give a short presentation on how you can be a better member missionary. Plan to have some free time at the end of the evening to practice his suggestions. With General Conference coming up, now is a good time to recap what we learned last conference. Select 5 or 6 talks and distribute copies a few weeks in advance of your activity. Have everyone read them. Divide into teams to see who is most familiar with the messages in the talks. Don't forget prizes for the winners. See the idea list in Tuning in this issue for other ideas about preparing for conference. Personal improvement. The article Be Grateful in this month's issue focuses on the first of President Hinckley's 6 B's. Tonight, try saying a prayer of gratitude, one in which you don't ask for anything, but simply express your appreciation to Heavenly Father for all He has given you. Read Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 19. Are you always ready and willing to participate in family prayer? Make a personal goal to cheerfully come when you're called to pray with your family. Read Scripture Lifeline thanks Candace for inspiration. Value Project. Music can have a great effect on our thoughts and moods. In the article in this month's issue of Out of This World, the author tells how listening to a wonderful song helped her feel encouraged and comforted. Go through your music collection and choose to listen to music that has positive lyrics and uplifting melodies. Report to your parents or church leaders how choosing this kind of music made you feel. Family Home Evening Ideas. In the article They're Not Really Happy, Elder Pace gives examples of worldly counterfeits for true happiness. Together as a family, make a list of goals that will bring the family real joy. Then choose one or two of the goals to work on and outline a plan for how these goals will be achieved. Discuss Joshua chapter 14, verse 27. Seminary Devotional. Bring 10 small pieces of candy or 10 small cookies to class. Ask one person to come forward. Give all 10 of the items to that person. Then ask if you can have one of the items back. Explain that this is all that the Lord asks of us. After He has given us everything, He only asks a tenth to be returned. Read an excerpt from President Kimball's article, Will a Man Rob God? And you may want to bring additional treats for the whole class to remind them of the sweet blessings of paying tithing. Index of Topics. Conversion, Coming Home. Decisions. The message, which way are you facing? And they're not really happy. Example, Scripture Lifeline, thanks Candace, and coming home. Faith, 3 faces of faith. Family, Scripture Lifeline, thanks Candace. Financial responsibility, will a man rob God? General Conference, idea list, tuning in. Gratitude, be grateful. Integrity, the message, which way are you facing? Jesus Christ, the message, which way are you facing? And out of this world. Missionary work, Q&A, questions and answers, and coming home. Music, the beat of a different drum, and coming home. Prayer, Scripture Lifeline, thanks, Candace. Repentance, the beat of a different drum. Standards, they're not really happy. Testimony, out of this world. Tithing, will a man rob God? And young women, 3 faces of faith. End of Reader's Guide, Creative Ideas for Using This Issue of the New Era.